Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, out of this world of deception, and into your kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy, so that we can know what you know and be a part of the restoration to bringing your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 14 from verse 13 to 18. Forget about deciding what's right for each other. Here's what you need to be concerned about: that you don't get in the way of someone else, making life more difficult than it is already. I'm convinced Jesus convinced me that everything as it is in itself is holy. We, of course, by the way we treat it or talk about it, can contaminate it. If you confuse others by making an issue over what they eat or don't eat, you're no longer a companion with them in love, are you? These, remember, are persons for whom Christ died. Would you risk sending them to hell over an item in their diet? Don't you dare let a piece of God-blessed food become an occasion of soul poisoning. God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put into your stomach. For goodness sake, it's what God does with your life as he sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. Your task is to single-mindedly serve Christ. Do that, and you'll kill two birds with one stone, pleasing the God above you and proving your worth to the people around you.
Hallelujah. There's the NIV. Verse 14 says so beautifully, I am convinced that there is nothing unclean in Christ Jesus except to those that think it's unclean. Now, so that is in Christ Jesus. And remember, we are now, our lives are hid with Christ in God. So in him we live and move and have our being. So there is nothing unclean in Christ Jesus for us and in this kingdom. So in this kingdom, we have got everything good, like it says, verse 17. Kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And that is the big battle. And it's, yes, it's speaking about eating and drinking here, but it actually speaks about everything. We've got everything good. We represent this kingdom of everything good. And to help us to have the right answers, and so as to have the right life and the right experiences, because God watches over his light and his answers, his great and precious promises. We need to stick close to God. And in so in every matter, we need to look to God for wisdom. That's why the word says, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will make your path straight. And that's so important, because everything on this earth belongs to God. So everything has got a godly, beautiful intentions. Now, it's just the devil that comes and deceives people into wrong thinking, that brings about the wrong attitudes and the wrong actions. So it's about just staying with the Lord. Life is like a minefield, but God knows the way, and he will just lead us. He's precious Holy Spirit that brings about the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy is there to lead us and keep us in every situation, and so as to be the fragrance of God here on this earth, and to bring about this fragrance, a fragrance of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.